3AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A state of emergency in Arkansas right now as hail and dangerous tornadoes take aim at Little Rock, causing widespread damage and injuries. This man lives there and says he panicked when he heard what sounded like a freight train.
I went in the bathroom, closed the door, and all of a sudden it was just like so much wind everywhere. It felt like kind of like the house was shaking and things were kind of like being thrown against it. And it was just something I never experienced before.
Tornado watches are also in effect all over the South and Midwest, from northern Iowa down to Louisiana. Western Kentucky is also bracing for a hard hit. Governor Andy Beshear.
You should expect violent thunderstorms followed by significant winds with wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour.
President Biden wasn't too far today in Mississippi, where he spent hours surveying tornado damage. He was in Rolling Fork, where an EF4 tornado ripped up entire neighborhoods last week for about 100 miles.
I'm determined that we're going to leave nothing behind. We're going to get it done for you. That's why I'm here, why your congressman here, why the governor's here. We're focused on now on making sure you got the place to sleep, food to eat, helping you rebuild your lives.
About two dozen people died in those storms. Former President Trump will be arraigned on Tuesday following his grand jury indictment in New York. CBS's Robert Costa has the latest.
Sources tell CBS News former President Donald Trump could face more than 30 counts when he appears in Manhattan criminal court for an arraignment next Tuesday, with sweeping scrutiny of alleged hush money payments to an adult film star and other financial schemes from the 2016 campaign. Trump's lawyers say he would not accept a plea deal and has done nothing wrong.
His exact charges are still under seal. American Paul Whelan, who's been detained for years on espionage charges in Russia, has reportedly now been moved to a prison hospital. His family says he hasn't been in contact with them for about a week, and they're concerned about his health. The news comes a day after a Wall Street Journal reporter was arrested in Russia on similar charges. A salmonella outbreak's making bakers sick in several states. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Most of those who got sick had eaten raw dough or batter made with flour. Keith Schneider is a professor of food science at the University of Florida's Emerging Pathogens Institute in Gainesville.
Practice good safety techniques in the kitchen. Don't eat raw or uncooked products, and you should be good to go.
He tells CBS News that flour makers are making changes because of these kinds of infections.
There are certain brands that are making pasteurized or heat-treated flours now because of some recent outbreaks over the last several years.
Keep in mind, flour's not safe till it's cooked or baked, so wash everything. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. University of Wisconsin students will see their tuition go up for the first time in 10 years. The Board of Regents approved the increase yesterday. Wisconsin enacted a tuition freeze in 2013, but UW System President Jay Rothman says the freeze is unsustainable now with increasing costs and inflation. A man accused of threatening Governor Evers is taking a plea deal. Michael Yacker of Windsor is instead pleading guilty to threatening former Wisconsin Highway Commissioner Gerald Mandley. In exchange, he had seven other charges dropped, including sending threatening messages to Evers. He faces 5 years in prison when he's sentenced in June. In sports, the Bucks lost big to the Celtics last night, and Minnesota State's Mike Hastings is the Badgers' new men's hockey coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
94 and Highway 65, Crooner's Lounge, MN.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadigito, all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
You do that so well. Mm. Hey, I heard there was a news update that you told me before the show about Trump. What was that?
I heard that Trump will be tried as an adult.
No. Ba-dum-bum. Wait a minute. I think I have that.
You do have that.
Yeah. Hey, we'll be here all night, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, another thing, too. I just wanted to give everyone a shout out. First of all, State Senator Mary Kunis, she'll be on later. And then also Wendy with our sacred animal portion. And I don't know, what do you got going, Wendy?
We got some fun facts.
We love Friday fun facts. That's hard to say without almost swearing. But, hey, we love that. And then I just got to give a quick shout out, Wen. That, you know, we're big baseball fans. The Twins are in first place. Brewers are playing somewhere. And somehow I know they were giving out tickets in the Civic Media Network. And I had a Brewer story, a really good one when I was young. But I won't get into that. I'll wait until next time they're giving out tickets and give them a call. Hey, and just want to also say Native Roots baseball show is coming up too, and it'll be played on Saturdays coming up in the next week or so, and I already got a guest lined up. It's our son-in-law's brother, who's Native American from what lake is that again?
Leech Lake.
Thank you, Wendy. And he pitched in the majors for over 10 years.
The Marlins.
Well, in a couple teams, but Marlins was his claim to fame for sure. Mm-hmm. And he'll be the first guest, so we'll have a Native American and a former major leaguer on our show.
Name?
No, okay. Josh Johnson.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, and then also just to give everybody a shout out or a update too, Native Roots Trading Post will be at Target Field all season long. Mm-hmm. 80 groovy games. So everyone get ready and buy some groovy home games and buy some, but we got Hex Prince out there who did an awesome interpretation of Target Field. And with a Native American on a horse in Target Field. And then the ghosts of Chief Bender, who's from Minnesota, a Hall of Fame pitcher, and a Red Laker. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Jim Thorpe, who's voted the greatest athlete of the first half century of the 20th century. And he was Bo Jackson before Bo Jackson was Bo Jackson, played all those sports, including Major League Baseball, football, the first commissioner of the NFL, and also won all those medals in the 1912 Olympics.
Awesome. I believe it's gate 34. I could be wrong, though, but I think
that was Kirby's number. Yep.
Gate 34.
Right, exactly. Hey, so now that we've babbled here for a few minutes, why don't we get to the news that you don't hear anywhere else with Ogama. Welcome, Ogama.
Bonjour, Anin relatives. This is Ogama Ganua Kwe. My name means strong golden eagle woman, and I am a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I have some news and events for you here today on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. The first thing I want to talk about is the United Nations Water Conference negotiation and their water action agenda. World leaders are gathering in New York this week for this event, and it's the first time in about 50 years because countries all over are struggling with drought and water pollution. Excuse me. The conference is a midway check-in point for the International Decade for Action on Water Sustainable Development. So this has gone on since 1977 when the first UN Water Conference was held in Argentina, and the Earth's population has nearly doubled, and access to clean water is one of the top risks facing the planet at this time. Nearly one quarter of the world's population does not have access to clean drinking water, and between 2005 and 2014, the UN human rights treaty bodies addressed mining and gas extraction, as well as logging projects, as having a huge adverse effect on indigenous communities in 34 countries, half of those cases having serious impacts on water. More than a fifth of the world's basins have recently undergone rapid fluctuations in surface area, and over the past 300 years, over 85% of the planet's wetlands have been lost. Wetlands are critical pieces of the world's delicate ecosystems and are considered to be the most biologically diverse of all ecosystems and are breeding grounds for about 40% of the world's plant and animal species. These changes, according to UN reports, and due to population growth as well as changes to land cover and land use and climate change, are contributing to the major problems that we're seeing with these issues. The reason that I'm bringing up this conference is that indigenous leaders are now demanding a seat at the table at this conference, citing that there's been a historic exclusion of indigenous voices in international decision-making. Representatives from indigenous nations, communities, and organizations have requested attendees address additional points of discussion to their agendas, including violence against water protectors and protesters, and the monetization and capitalization of water, as well as the inclusion of indigenous leaders in water-based decisions that affect their lands and their communities. As you may know, indigenous people guard water and other resources like mountains and biodiversity and other knowledge, and most of the biodiversity on the planet right now is protected by indigenous peoples. And right now, leaders at the UN Water Conference want to discuss how to sustainably increase water use efficiently and to ensure sustainable withdrawals and supply of fresh water. And you know, here in North America, there's more than 900 water protectors and rights defenders in the U.S. and Canada that are facing legal action for protesting oil and gas pipeline developments on their nation's land and elsewhere. And, you know, at one point, 900 additional were here in Minnesota. So that brings me to my next point that I want to talk about: flood the courts. Guys, go on over to actionnetwork.com and sign up for Flood the Courts Alert to help support people, water protectors, our relatives who have taken the stance to be arrested to protect our land, water, and treaty rights here in Minnesota, and I'm sure would do it beyond. There is a virtual support hearing today for Aiken County in support of Stop Line 3 defendants during several contested omnibus hearings throughout the morning that happened today for Aiken County. But upcoming events include supporting Don Goodwin in person at Aiken County. Don Goodwin invites everyone to support her in person. She's facing charges for resisting Line 3 in Aiken County, and you will have the opportunity to join her in the courtroom during her hearing starting at 9 a.m. And The gathering starts at about 8:30 a.m., where people are invited to hold space outside of the Aiken County Courthouse. For those of you who don't know, the Aiken County Courthouse is located at 209 2nd Street Northwest in Aiken, Minnesota, zip code 56431. I don't know what room it's going to be in officially, but if you get there just a little bit early, you should be able to find it. If you feel comfortable, they do ask that you wear formal court clothes, and if you're going to be outside, bring artwork, friends, warm layers, and make sure to hold the defendants and all of those impacted with awareness and sensitivity. This case has been open for nearly 2.5 years, and they ask that you flood the court to show Dawn some support. You can also support Tanya Abed for Zoom court Tuesday, April 4th at 1:30 p.m. That is also in Aiken County. The Zoom meeting ID is 16109886 47, and if asked, the meeting passcode is 595564. Water protector Tanya Abed has a Rule 8 hearing in Aiken County, and you can show support to her and flood the court. For those of you who may remember, Tanya Abed was responsible for many of the live streams during the Line 3 protest, and we are forever grateful to her for that. So miigwech to you, Tanya, for that. Miigwech to you as well, Dawn, and also chi-miigwech to Tara Hauska. Tara Hauska has had an update to her motion hearing, which is also virtual. She has a motion hearing Wednesday, April 5th at 3:30 p.m., and they're asking to flood the courts. Zoom meeting ID, again, is 16109886 47, passcode 595564. Tara Hauska is facing charges related to Line 3 pipeline resistance, and if motions to dismiss are denied, Hauska will face a jury trial later on in May, so make sure you sign up to show her support. We also have Tayshia Martineau from Camp McGizzy, who's facing a trial in Carlton County Friday, April 21st at 8:30 a.m., and that's in Carlton County District Court, Room 302 at 301 Walnut Avenue in Carlton, Minnesota, 55718. Tayshia Martineau is a Two-Spirit activist who was arrested on her own reservation, who was arrested on their own reservation in a ribbon skirt while performing a prayer ceremony, which is a violation of treaty rights, and on April 21st at 8:30, Tayshia will face a bench trial in Carlton County. Space at McGeezy Will Fly is also available for those who are attending that court. So save the date for Winona LaDuke's virtual pretrial hearing in Aiken County. That's May 5th at 9 a.m. And Firelight Treaty Case Trials, May 8th through 12th. Defendants from the Firelight Encampment are facing charges related to Firelight and ask you to follow their new Instagram account and website to save the date for their upcoming jury trial, May 8th through 12th in Clearwater County. And just to make sure you are following along, actionnetwork.org/forums, and you can sign up to receive Line 3 Flood the Court updates. You can get on that emailing list and get all of this wonderful information that I've just shown you. And you can share some great graphics on your social media as well. They include all these wonderful graphics that you can share around to social media. So definitely appreciative of the work of those people behind the Flood the Courts and keeping us up to date on what is happening with that. Another way that you can get together to protect water is to take a look at what's happening with the Talon mine, the proposed Rio Tinto Talon Metals nickel mine here in rural Aiken County. You can get involved with actions to start working to prevent this from happening. Wadukawad Amikwag is a good way to start. Honor the Earth is another way to start. You can also go to the group. It's called Tamarack Water Alliance near Tamarack, Minnesota. So definitely sign up for those things and pay attention. Also, just wanted to mention that the Welcome Water Protector Center in Aiken County is having a sugar bush April 1st at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome. They're not boiling yet, but there will be warm fires, and everybody's invited to gather and to talk about what's happening. So miigwech to all of you who tune in to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and who listen to this news across Turtle Island. Back to you, Robert.
Hey, Pinigigi Ogama, and we'll be right back after this short message.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Boost your immunity and help protect your community. COVID-19 is still here, but it's not too late to get your booster. Staying up to date with vaccines can help build protection that has decreased since your last shot and provide better protection against newer variants. Boosters are an important part of protecting yourself from getting seriously ill from COVID-19. To learn more and schedule your appointment, visit ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine. ramseycounty.us/COVID-vaccine.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. Learn more about how Democrats are standing up for working families and small businesses at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org. Paid for by Minnesota AFL-CIO.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, yes, they are. And hey, we have the star of the show here, Wendy. You're the star, too, of Fridays. But we have State Senator Mary Kunish on, and it looks like with their little grandbaby, it'll be the first time a grandbaby will be speaking online or on the radio. Welcome, State Senator. You are on mute. There you go.
There we go. Say hi, everyone. This little girl is very angry with me because I made her come inside.
Oh, she likes the rain, huh?
Yeah, and it's little bits of hail. I mean, really small pieces of hail. And she loves to be out there. And she's so mad at me that I made her come in.
Oh, there she is. Can she hear? Look at, she's listening and looking and just in awe with my beautiful voice. Hello, little one.
You have to sing us some little child. No, we're not going outside. It's the season of the thunder boars, and this little one's not happy.
You have to sing the wheels on the bus.
Go round and round.
That always helps my little great niece. She loves that.
How does that go, Wendy?
The wheels on the bus.
round and round.
Her version, it's so sexist, this one. This is what it says.
Yeah.
The mommy's on the bus. Say, shh, 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 shh. And then the daddy's on the bus. Say, I love you. So why do the mommies on the bus say shush, 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 and the daddies on the bus say, I love you? I don't like that version.
But I like your hoodie there. How do I get one of those Protect ICWA hoodies?
Isn't that great? They were selling them when we were working on the ICWA. Contact the ICWA Law Center. They might have some. If not, I'll see if I can't hook you up with one.
You're the coolest. Hey, I saw amongst all the work you're doing down in the Capitol and all the great work, I saw you were with Gabby a couple days ago.
Yeah, we had this incredible opportunity. Gabby Gifford came to the Twin Cities, and she was at the Capitol. And so I went over to introduce myself and say hello. And there were a lot of other folks that were there hoping to just say hello and tell her, you know, thank you all for all the good work that you do. And she's just I mean, when you get in there and you get next to her, you just have this sense of like being like of calmness. And somebody that just, you know, and she gave me the longest hug. I was it was just so very touching. I was very touched by her. And so I would say that's maybe one of the, you know, highlights that I've had for in a long time at the Capitol, other than when I saw you and Wendy there. But
thank you. Good save there.
Yeah, she's just got a sense about her that makes you feel like, you know, we can do things. We can do this. So, yeah, I was very fortunate.
Yeah, that's an amazing and so amazing her story. She was shot at shot in the head, I do believe, and had to learn to do everything over. And a lot of it came. And she was a musician, too. I can't remember. She played in the school band or something like that. But a lot of her cognitive stuff came back through music. And do you remember that, Wendy? They were playing guitars in her hospital when she first was injured. And that's an amazing, the gift of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You hear about that, how especially the elderly folks will be sort of disconnected and basically nonverbal and non-communicative, and then you start to play them music that is of their era, and all of a sudden they just come live again. And so there is a real art. There is something to music. It's interesting because for the last couple of years in the legislature, on the education committee, we've heard bills that asking for the financial support of programs around music for kids in education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always wanted to, you know, be able to support them, but this year I have been, what are you doing? You like that shirt too? And so, you know, I think there really is an important value in music for not just the young folks, but good night. Mm-hmm. But older kids too. We a bunch of my siblings and I went to a concert on Sunday night at Joan of Arc Church, and it was the Fabulous Armadillos playing a program with all Vietnam War music, and it was so incredible. I mean, just the emotion that it evoked, and then they had this incredible video that went along with it, and they had different veterans come out between a few of the songs and speak to their experience, and it was really incredible. It was really thought-provoking, very emotional. I'm glad that I went.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because I was in band all my grade school, junior high, and high school. And, you know, we talk about preserving language and how much people's brains interact and thinking process and all these things that language and music do. And music is a language, and especially you have to read it, understand it, you know. So yeah, supporting music is huge in schools, and we're glad you are there, Mary, to do that.
You bet.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back with you and the baby and Wendy and Zoe in the background. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Wajile,
Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report, a state of emergency in Arkansas where tornadoes have already hit homes and businesses, flipped cars, and injured hundreds of people in Little Rock. This woman was at a spa when someone yelled at her to take cover.
It was very, very scary, and it happened like just like that.
More than 80,000 people don't have power right now. It's part of an outbreak of severe storms moving through parts of the South and Midwest. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear warned his residents.
The tornado threat is the largest in the far western region, but certainly is real all the way up to I-65.
President Biden spent the day in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, which got destroyed by tornadoes last week. Mayor Eldridge Walker.
Rolling Fork, it's not only a community, it's a family. And I'm a believer that a family that prays together stays together.
21 people died there. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. More spring weather in Wisconsin. Rain and possible thunderstorms will eventually turn over to snow, but little to no accumulation is expected. However, be prepared for possible strong thunderstorms and strong winds through Saturday. More solar energy is coming to the state. 12 utility solar arrays will be built across Wisconsin over the next 2 years. 9 Wisconsin electric cooperatives are working in partnership with One Energy Renewables of Madison. Together, they'll produce 22 megawatts of new solar generation, adding enough electricity to power 4,000 homes for rural co-op members. The ground under the solar arrays will be restored with pasture, prairie grasses, and wildflowers. And the Brewers lose their season opener to the Chicago Cubs in a 4-0 shutout. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rochelle here, who had put up a message saying, I usually listen on my commute home from work in Madison, Wisconsin, which I was doing, but I had to pull over and log on to Facebook to see that little cutie pie.
Oh, they wanted to see you, Rita.
Rita, yes, I was going to ask you to remind our audience what her name was. Rita. Very Rita. Cute.
She is. Yeah. She's a cutie pie, and she loves the outdoors. I mean,
how old is she, Mary?
She's 18 months old, okay. And she's my middle kid, my second daughter, little girl. And tomorrow we're going down to a baby shower, so she gets to spend the night with me and then go to Lake City. I hope the weather's going to be okay.
We don't know. It's pouring here now, and there's some thundering and lightning happening.
We're supposed to get 7 inches of snow tonight here in the Twin Cities. Oh.
Really? I keep looking for, like on my weather reports, they're not telling me that, but I hope it's not that kind, because that'll take a long time to get down to Lake City if that's the case.
Plus, get up to 50, though, tomorrow, or Sunday, too, so they'll all be gone. So I'm not going to bother shoveling, you know, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Mary, what else is going on? We're going to not keep you as long as we usually do because you're on grandma duty, but what else do you want to speak on? There's so much positive things happening at the Minnesota State Capitol. It's just totally exciting.
Well, I dropped my big omnibus bill, my education finance bill this week.
Yes.
And that has all the bills and all the legislation that we want to fund. We received historic dollars this year for our budget for education in Minnesota. And Minnesota, you know, the way that we fund Minnesota, the legislature generally gets like a target or kind of a budget. And then we listen to the bills all session and decide which ones that we want to fund. But we also fund by using a formula. And most often in the past number of years, it's just been 2% increase 1 year and 2% increase the next year. And that's really not enough to fund education. We've been terribly underfunding education, even though, you know, Minnesota continues to rank high. But like every other state, we are really suffering with the lack of teachers and support staff. And a lot of it is around, you know, the fact that teachers have been villainized. And things are just really tough with large class sizes, little support for sometimes the misbehavior that happens, you know, a salary that really isn't enough. And then we have our hourly workers that don't get paid enough to really, count through the year. And since they work the same year weeks that we do as teachers, you know, then summer comes and they're out of a job. So part of my omnibus bill is to allow those hourly workers to receive unemployment during the summer, which I think is just really important. If we can't, you know, employ them, then they should be able to draw from unemployment. And imagine if all those hourly workers were able to be home with their own families and take their kids to the park and supervise them and take them to museums and on road trips and that sort of thing. When we think about the struggles and what really ails society, you know, sometimes it's that parents just can't afford to be home with their own kids.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be able to offer them that unemployment. We've had some really good discussions around things like music for kids, and we have the McPhail music center here in Minnesota, and they asked for money for early childhood music programs, and I'd like to be able to fund those. We'd like to bring more money into addressing the, you know, English learners, students, and our SPED kids, our special ed kids, make sure that they all have enough money the teachers have the funds and the money to do what they need. But everything costs a lot of money, and we received the most money we've ever received as a target. And hopefully we'll do the good work that needs to be done. I've gotten a lot of good responses. There are those that would say, oh, you didn't fund this heavy enough or strong enough, or that you didn't do this or you didn't do that. But I figure I'm going to be in the Senate for at least 4 years. So I'm looking up for the long call here, not just this year, but going forward.
Well, and again, you know, Mary, State Senator Mary Kunish here from Minnesota, the great state of Minnesota. It's so important, like we talk about every week, and I'm excited that, you know, three out of the four committee members or head of the committee are former teachers and have some kind of boots on the ground and understanding the needs of Minnesota schools and students.
Yeah, it makes a difference. The fact that, you know, we have, you know, been there just recently. I just retired like 2.5 years ago. My vice chair on the Education Finance Committee worked up until September and then worked hard on her election. But I mean, she's just fresh out of the classroom herself. So I think that speaks to the caliber of the bill, you know, the big omnibus bill that has all the funding for education in it. And I'm not, and we're not done yet. You know, we're just not done yet. We still have to go through a couple more committees, taxes and finance, and then we'll put this bill together and take it to the floor so that all the members can hear it and say if they support it or not. But then we have to merge it with the bills that are coming from the House and from the governor too. So we still have a good 6 weeks of work to do to fine tune this bill. And hopefully by the time we are done, it's even better than it is now. And I sort of look at it as, you know, from those teachers' eyes of a project that you assign somebody, and they do the work, they get the resources, they pull it all together into a package. And then we look at it and say, well, you could have done this, or you could have fixed this, or make this better. So this is my big project, my big end of the year project for school.
That's awesome. And I just got to say, you know, we have Dr. Stately on, we have Robert Lilligren on, we have a lot of the leaders that just have nothing but really great things to say about you specifically and all the great work you're doing. We know that, and it's great that everybody else is really knowing that now too, Mary. Big kudos and how important it is to have representation, and also representation in the classrooms. That's huge. And I'm a former high school teacher too, so that is super huge.
It is. And you know, Robert Lilligren and Dr. Stately and so many of the other Indigenous leaders across Minnesota have been showing up at the Capitol more and more and more to, you know, testify, to tell their stories, to speak their truth. We heard a number of them when we were doing the Minnesota Indian Family Preservation Act, you know, stories that folks had never told before about their own trauma and experiences in their families, because there's now an audience for it. It's somebody is there to really listen and to make a difference based on those stories. And so I think we'll see some really great stuff. One of the bills that I've been able to present was to return the Upper Sioux State Park to the Upper Sioux community. And that's an important one. And Chairman came and spoke to that as well. And so we're seeing more and more of our leaders step up and help with this legislation. And I think that's making a big difference. So I have to say Chi-Migwich and Wobble Tonka to all of them as well.
And don't forget Pini-Gigi.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. And you're speaking of the Clyde Belcourt Urban Indigenous Legacy Initiative that you've been all around and supporting and bringing all these nations and great urban Indian groups together here and supporting. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great, great deal.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I'm so sad I wasn't able to present the bill just yesterday because I was in a different committee that I had to be there for. There were a lot of amendments that I needed to vote on. So Senator Dibble, Senator yes. Scott Dibble from South Minneapolis presented for me. And I'm going to tell you, he told me this is probably the highlight of his senatorial career. And this mm-hmm. is the man that passed gay marriage. But right. he said stepping in for me to do that was such an honor. And he felt, you know, so honored to be in the presence of all those leaders that I hope that that was also the feeling for many others in that room. I stepped in there to make sure everything was going well for a few minutes. And so we also owe a big pina gigi to Senator Dibble as well.
We love Senator Dibble, right, Wen?
Oh, absolutely. He's helped so much with the Humane Society of the United States, and he's a wolf advocate, howling for wolves also. He stands by us, so of course, yes.
And we have Maureen Hackett, who says, hi, Robert and Wendy, and Senator Mary Kunish, who's head of Howling for Wolves. And I just want to say...
yesterday too.
Right on. Hey, just got to say too, Ho-Chunk's lining up there hopefully next year. I'm just revving up you know, getting Minnesota to recognize the great nation of Ho-Chunk here in Minnesota. We've been here 10,000 years, and so I'm getting a lot of positive feedback about that, but I'm one person, so it's moving a little slow, State Senator, but I will be knocking on your door soon and giving you all the information and reaching out to the tribal leaders of Minnesota, too, to support this. So I really appreciate you being on. I appreciate your baby, and I appreciate all the work you do for the state of Minnesota, your constituents, schools, your little baby Rita, and, of course, Native Americans across the country.
She's so cute. She's waving.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Rita.
Bye, everyone. Have a really good week.
We'll see you. Drive safe tomorrow. You're listening. Absolutely. That was State Senator Mary Kunish. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after the short break. When?
Stay with us.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Judge Janet Protasiewicz is running to provide you with the justice you deserve.
For years, Judge Janet has supported the youth and underrepresented communities.
Judge Janet has strong values for public education and believes in setting our communities up for success.
Judge Janet believes that Native rights are sovereign rights.
Judge Janet understands the importance of issues such as missing and murdered Indigenous women, treaty rights, and hunting and gathering.
Unlike her opponent, Judge Janet not only talks the talk, but walks the walk.
Judge Janet knows the impact that our courts have on our communities, and she will bring integrity and fairness to the court.
Judge Janet Protasiewicz will fight for us. Let's fight for them.
Make a plan to vote by April 4th.
Find your polling place at vote.wisdoms.org. That's vote.wisdoms.org.
vote.wisdoms.org/EV.
Paid for by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin as an in-kind to Janet for Justice.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
We were hoping Zoe would join in, but that was a good duet. Howl. Oh, there's
Delayed.
I was delayed. I was like waiting for something, and it was my turn. I haven't been on the radio in a few weeks. So.
Right. Well, yeah. You've been doing family stuff in New York, and your sister's on the mend, and we all put tobacco down and are happy that one.
Appreciate it. Yes.
I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many, many, I'm stopping at two, many, many years, and has been doing a Native Roots Radio for 7 years, a weekly animal update about our relatives with fins, tails, noses, and eyes, and ears, and whatnot. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. Thanks, Robert. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. And today's Friday, so on Fridays, I keep it light, and we do a fun fact Friday. Monday, I have some updates that I'll be bringing, which are more serious. But today is Friday, so we're keeping it light. So I'm on a site. It's called thefactsite.com, and it's given me over 300 random animal facts, and we've been going backwards. So we started at 300, and we're working our way up. I'm not exactly sure where we left off. So if I mention these before, then you'll have to let me know, Robert. Okay. But I think that's where we left at 225. So we're going to move our way up. If I read them really quickly and they're inappropriate, I will not be saying them on the air. So we might skip a few numbers because some of them are inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of fun to learn these things because I don't know a lot of this stuff. But goats, I love goats.
Or wait, that was a sheep.
Goats are very agile. Some of them can jump over 5 feet.
I've seen some in the trees.
Right. They jump high. They like to stand on things. Like they have goat yoga.
Can we have a goat?
And then they'll, I don't think we can here in the city. I would like one, but.
But we don't have any grass in the backyard.
They're very kind animals.
Oh.
Well, if they eat rabbit poop, we have a lot of that. Well, here, is this dog? It's called the Basenji. Well, we seriously do. And, you know, we're on our neighborhood group on Facebook, and a lot of people have been complaining because there's so much rabbit poop in the backyard. Like, they don't know what to do.
Well, it's
do you
amazing.
Leave it? Do you clean it up? What do you do? Some people are saying it's a natural fertilizer. Yeah. Leave it. It's good. It's not harmful. Some people said that the dogs go out and eat it. Some vets say it's not harmful. Others say it is harmful. I don't really know. So I'll have to gather some facts and get back to you on it. But we have a lot of rabbit poop, too.
I was always amazed that even from a small child that rabbits could eat and poop at the same time. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I'm not going to say anything about that.
Next.
The dog called the Basenji. It's a very cute hunting dog. It's the world's only barkless dog.
Oh.
The dog doesn't bark.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to look it up and see. See, here's the thing. This website, it gives you the facts, but it doesn't, like, explain anything. So does the dog make any other kinds of noises? We don't know.
It makes reservations, I bet, for dinner.
I'd have to. And as I think a lot of people know, greyhounds are the fastest dog. Are the fastest dog on Earth and can run at speeds of 45 miles an hour.
What's the fastest dog on the moon?
The crocodile's tongue is unmovable as it is attached to the roof of its mouth.
So would it really be a tongue then?
I don't know. Isn't that crazy? sailfish. You know a sailfish?
The kind that go sailing?
Can swim at the speed of 109 kilometers per hour, making it the fastest swimmer. So 109 kilometers is about 68 miles an hour.
Oh, you did that in your head?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow, so, that's fast.
No, I didn't do it in my head. I looked it up. National Dance Like a Chicken Day falls on May 14th every year.
Hmm. That's like May.
I think every day there's something, right?
Well, like May 4th is May the Force be with you, or the 4th be with you. Yeah. And then what's the marching one? There's one for marching. Anyways.
Yeah, every day there should be something. National Dance Like a Chicken Day, May 14th every year. Denmark has twice as many pigs as there are people. I don't know if I like that one because they probably eat them. The lifespan, this is kind of sad though. The lifespan of 75% of wild birds is only 6 months.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
the lifespan of 75%. Well, hopefully the other 25 really live a very long time. And thank God for this one. The lifespan of a housefly is only 14 days.
Are you serious?
It's because they could be pretty annoying. So.
Yeah, but.
14 days, that's it. You're here and gone. 14 days.
Okay.
That's a very short life. There are 3,000 kinds of lice in the world.
Okay, move on.
Okay, dogs have lived with humans for over 14,000 years.
Well, they're taking on our personalities, and dogs think we're other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy because our dog, Gracie, even though she's getting up there in years, still bosses me around.
I know. Wow. She's mostly deaf and has no teeth, and she still does it. Dogs can see in color, though they might likely see color similar to a colored blind human. Yeah, so I think, like, did you ever see those? There's
glasses?
Videos, yeah. Like, it's so, like, heartwarming, like, with these kids. They're 7 or 8 years old, and they're mostly boys, right? And they're colored blind, so they probably see very muted colors, I'd imagine, and can't really distinguish, like, blue or green or, you know, things like that. And they put these glasses on, and then they see all these colors and these bright colors, and they're so astonished by it. They get so emotional.
That's like the hearing, too. And I think I was colorblind until I met you because I only had black and gray clothes when I first met you. Was that right? You don't remember? I do.
There are over 70,000 types of spiders spinning their webs in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
You enjoyed saying that.
I like spiders. And if we have a spider in the house, I make sure that they're not like...
you free them or whatever. I know.
I leave them here because they catch the other bugs.
Do you know in our lifetime, didn't you tell this years and years ago that we'd be in your sleep, you'd eat like 100 spiders or
something like that?
Yeah. Yummy.
But I do like the spiders. I told you the story when I was a kid. We had a spider in the basement, in the walkway through to the boiler room.
Big spider?
A spider web and a spider. And, you know, my mom just didn't let us kill it. And it lived there for quite a long time.
More than 14 days.
I would say, like, that spider lived down there for... I remember that spider for a long time. His name was Legs.
So when you were young, what was a long time?
I'd say a year.
Oh, that is a long time.
Yeah, that's
chewing
a long time.
Chewing on those 14-day-old spiders.
Well, they say if you have bugs in the house like spiders or those centipedes, that they only stay there for as long as you have other bugs for them to eat. Once they don't have any other food, then they leave.
And that means you have an unhealthy house.
Well, usually in the springtime, right? Sometimes we get ants in the house, we get spiders in the house and stuff like that, so... Yeah. There are currently over 1 million animal species on planet Earth. That's a really nice thing. A puppy is born blind, deaf, and toothless. It's kind of like our dog Gracie right now.
Wow. Born? She's been almost like that since we got her from the puppy mill.
I know. A squid's eye can get as big as a basketball. A squid's eye can get as big as a basketball. I had to read that again because I thought it was a baseball, and there's a big difference between the size of a baseball and a basketball, but it's a basketball. Snakes do not blink.
Well, that's a good one. Hey, if you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.